The fate of President Bush's energy plan largely depends on whether Americans agree that more production will work better than conservation. Dr. Clotaire Rapaille is a French-born medical anthropologist who's made a career of studying the buying and voting habits of his adopted country here. He's a former advisor to the current President Bush's father. Politicians, he says, should understand several things about the American mindset.
First of all, Americans love crisis. I mean, this is something so powerful in America when there is a big catastrophe. This is a time where people pull together. So we have a tendency to be waiting for the next crisis because it's kind of an exciting time, an exciting moment. Today, because of the media and everything that is spoken about, we look at California. And in some way, the rest of the country likes to see California in a crisis.
They've got all those beaches and movie stars and everything.
That's right. This is a bit too much. They are the trendsetter. They decide everything for the rest of us. So I think the rest of the country likes to see this crisis. They don't believe they personally have a crisis. That's another point.
So how do you think Mr. Bush is going to do in selling the country on his new energy plan, which is quite ambitious?
The key element for me to understand the American mind, and you know I'm a new American, I love America, this is my country, my home, so I'm not criticizing America when I'm saying that, but American, we don't like to reduce, to use less, to have less power, less energy, smaller cars. This is not American. It's not why people came to this country. So when I look at the Mr. Bush program, it's quite good in increasing everything.
His program is we need to find more energy sources. We need to get new energy plants more rapidly, more
right.
refineries. He's not so big on conservation, though.
That's kind of boring. You know, this is like a school teacher telling me, don't do that, reduce that. I mean, this is boring. This is not what we want. We want something more exciting.
Dr. Rapaille, many people who've actually studied a lot of the energy problems say that actually the way to get more, the most efficient, the smartest and least expensive way to get more is to not use so much of what we have. How could they sell that message to the American people? How could you get people to say, I can do more with conservation maybe than I can going out trying to find new sources of oil?
First, I think that each time we're going to present that as a reduction is going to fail. When we tell people, you know, go carpooling, they don't do it. As soon as they can, they want big SUV, they want bigger car. So I don't think this is going to sell unless we have a big crisis. But the situation is not that dramatic today. If we want to change the way people function, we have to show them that they get more by doing that, not less. And I think that if we present a lot of resources like they're not used, for example, solar energy, the wind, if we present that as a challenge, we're going to create a better world, that's fine. If we present that as shrinking environments, we're going to have less, we're going to lose this, this is really a negative feeling that people just don't want to live with. So I think that the way this administration is going to sell his energy plan is crucial. If they understand the American mind, and you know, some of them do, it looks like they're doing something in the right direction right now when they say more and more and more.
Dr. Rapaille, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Clotaire Rapaille. His latest book is 7 Secrets of Marketing in a Multicultural World.